Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to our Roots Wing ceremony. At this special time, we honor and we celebrate our youth, our teachers, and our angel aides here at Unity of Fox Valley. From the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus has taught to become like little children when he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." The child in each and every one of us is the Christ self, expression of peace, of hope, of joy, and of love. Today we celebrate all these perfect treasures from God. To you, the youth, we honor your past efforts and support your spiritual growth as you continue on your spiritual path. We believe in each one of you, for you truly are a perfect expression as a child of God. To you, the teachers and angel aides, and all our parents, we honor and appreciate your loving spirit and commitment to the youth's spiritual growth as you empower them to express their true Christ self. Myrtle Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, once said, "Our mission is not to entertain the children, but to call them out. To be called out is to follow the harmonious law of soul's enfoldment." During our ceremony, we will honor your roots. Your roots are the places we all have come from, the Unity teachings you have experienced this past year, and the teachers and aides who have lovingly guided you. Your wings represent all of the new adventures waiting for you as you continue to grow, to learn, and to inspire others on their spiritual paths. For those of you who have moved on to the next class level, your new teacher in the coming year symbolizes your wings. So up here we have a 12 powers path that each youth, as well as each teacher and parent and angel aides have been part of our program, will walk on this morning. The 12 powers are the inspirational concept of Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, that symbolizes the 12 powers given to each one of us at birth by our God. In other words, these powers are an inherent birthright to be expressed through our Christ being. There are 12 footprints on the path that represent the 12 disciples associated with each of these powers. The children, teens, uniteens, juniors, are going to come up forward and present each power to you. So we will start with our first power. They create these power boards, so they know the 12 powers quite well. Now, these are by the month, too, so the power of faith is for the month of January. So, Reverend Mike and Marge, how about that? You want them in your 12 powers class? I think they did a good job teaching it. Starts next week. You can sign them up. So, before we have them walk the 12 powers path, we'd like to start with a prayer and a meditation. So, let's take a gentle, deep breath to become centered, to become still, to remember not who, but what we are, and that is the Christ light. Divine Spirit, we recognize what precious gifts our youth and families are and know that they brighten our church and our world with their amazing presence, their amazing faith, and their amazing love. We provide a loving, caring, and sacred space that allows that faith and love to endure. We draw to us all the people and all the expressions needed to bring these ideas into manifestation. We acknowledge divine source as the spirit within and know that in co-creating, we bring these ministries into being. For it's through the wonder and the power and the love of God that all things are possible, both within and without. We are ever so grateful knowing that the path before us shines in light as we step forward in faith, that the power and presence of our Christ's light is made clear for us. As Jesus once said, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." With that, we release our prayer in gratitude to the universe. Amen and amen. Now I ask the youth to stand for a blessing. Teachers can stand as well. You can stand. To our youth and to our teachers, to all that make this program worthwhile, we place you in God's care and keeping. God's presence guards and protects you. God's wisdom guides and directs you. God's life sustains and perfects you. God's understanding inspires those who teach you. God's love is in the hearts of those around you. May you go in peace. May you go in love to meet your good. Amen and amen. So as I was saying earlier, they're all going to walk the 12 powers path, and we are going to start with some of our teachers to come first. And some of our youth moved on, which is like winging to the next level, and they'll be presented with a certificate. And all will be presented with a lovely red rose, and then that will conclude our, they're going to sing a song too. So speaking of our music team, we're going to have all our youth come up and sing a song.
Just one small voice, singing sweet and strong. One by one they'll grow, and together sing along. And then soon all the world will be singing. And just one small voice, singing at a song with just one.